It's called the silent killer, and in a report last year, U.S. and European officials warned of a coming international epidemic of high blood pressure that will compromise the health of 1.5 billion people by 2050 if nothing is done. The disease, hypertension, is insidious as it can cause few, if any, symptoms. Yet if not treated, it can lead to heart disease, stroke, and kidney failure. Barry Davis is a cardiologist at the University of Texas, Houston. He says one consequence of high blood pressure is heart failure, where the heart stops working after a long, slow decline.
Mortality rate, once you develop this heart failure, over 5 years, it's on the order of 40% to 50% of people who get the heart failure are going to die during that period of time. So it's a very serious disease.
Doctors usually prescribe drugs known as ACE inhibitors and calcium channel blockers to try to slow the progression of heart failure. But that's not a cure. The American Heart Association recommends that cardiologists also give their patients diuretics or water pills during the latter stages of their disease to siphon off water that's accumulated in their bodies as a result of a failing heart. Davis and colleagues wondered what effect diuretics would have if they were given to patients who were seriously ill with high blood pressure before their hearts began to fail. In a study of 42,000 patients 55 years and older who were hospitalized across the U.S., researchers found that water pills alone performed as well or better than ACE inhibitors and calcium channel blockers in preventing the development of heart failure in high blood pressure patients. Barry Davis says there could be several reasons for the favorable results.
Diuretics obviously are known to reduce the fluid, the volume that's in the body, and it would put less strain on the heart, not only in filling up, but also in pumping out.
Davis says he's received emails from the authors of two other studies who reported that their efforts to save heart failure patients with expensive heart drugs were not successful.
They did mention specifically this study and said maybe it's time to look at whether diuretic should be tested for once you have the heart failure. Versus the other agents. So that's something for us to think about.
The results of the study were published in the journal Circulation. I'm Jessica Berman.